Good morning, I'm John Sleggers. A report this week to the Lamar's Community School Board shows that certified enrollment in the district dropped from the previous year. Rachel Levitt, business manager for the Lamar's Community School District, gave the report to the board. That report said actual certified enrollment, including open enrollments out of the district and dual enrollments, totaled 2,152.9. That's down from 2,199 last year. Levitt explained that a large graduate in class last year pulled down the enrollment by 46 students. This is the second consecutive year that certified enrollment fell. Before that, it held steady for 3 years. Levitt says with large classes in the high school, the trend in the near future is for lower enrollments. The Plymouth County Board of Supervisors Wednesday certified election results from November the 5th. 4 county officials were elected to the Board of Supervisors, incumbent Mike Van Otterloo in District 2 and Douglas Manley of Akron. Manley replaces Gary Horton, who retired from the board. Also, County Auditor Stacy Feldman and County Sheriff Jeff DeBrink were reelected. All these officials ran unopposed. Also certified for election were Jerry Reiter as Fredonia Township Trustee, Soil and Water Conservation Commissioner Stephen Tonsfeld, Joe Kane, and Tony Schrader, and Ag Extension Council members Brad Repke, Morgan Tenaple, Ed Vondrak, and Carissa DeRocher. Auditor Stacy Feldman said the Lamar's Community School District bond proposal passed with a 61.44% majority. There were 408 undervotes, or voters who did not make a selection in the Lamar's bond vote. The Hinton School District bond proposal fell by a 53.4% approval, below the 60% threshold required for passage. There were 97 undervotes in the Hinton bond election. There were 14,084 ballots cast in Plymouth County out of 18,206 registered voters. That's a turnout of 77.36%. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley is criticizing the institution where he's served for decades for giving too much power to the office of the president. Grassley, the longest-serving Republican in congressional history, says Congress has violated the Constitution by handing the White House the authority to enact crippling tariffs. During the campaign, President-elect Trump suggested he would sign an executive order to impose a 20% tax on all imports from all countries, and he threatened a tax of up to 60% on all goods coming from China. Grassley believes the president has that power and can enact such tariffs without needing congressional approval.
I'd rather call them countervailing duties than tariffs, but when a country goes against international trade law and subsidizes something, a president's got the authority under this other trade bill to put on enough duties on imports to level the playing field.
Grassley says his criticism of Congress goes back 50, even 80 years, as powers that should likely have remained under the U.S. Capitol Dome were shifted to the executive branch. Recent action by the U.S. Supreme Court aimed to curb the power of the executive branch, if that power isn't specifically spelled out in the law. Tuesday, U.S. Representative Randy Feenstra of Hull voted for the Social Security Fairness Act that would repeal the windfall elimination provision and the government pension offset to ensure that public servants like teachers, police officers, and firefighters receive the full Social Security benefits they've earned. Feenstra said for too long, public servants have been wrongfully denied their full benefits, and this act repeals these outdated rules. Farmers continued to wrap up the harvest this week. Between bouts of much-needed rain, moderate rainfall during the week slowed harvest as Iowa's farmers had an average of 3.3 days suitable for field work during the week ending November the 10th. That's according to the USDA National Agricultural Statistics Service. Field activities included harvesting row crops, completing fall tillage, baling stalks, and applying fall fertilizer and manure. Topsoil moisture was 48% short to very short and 52% adequate to surplus. Subsoil moisture ranked 64% short to very short and 36% adequate to surplus. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sleggers.